Remember good old Solomon, the wisest of all men, the one who built the temple. He was wealthy, a man of power, and he loved the Lord. But something terrible happened to Solomon. Listen to what we find in 1 Kings chapter 11. As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David, his father, had been. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely, as David, his father, had done. The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel. Look how many times we read these words. His heart had turned away from the Lord. This is a good lesson for us today. Because if we're not careful, this same thing can happen to us. Solomon was the wisest of all men. He did not guard his heart, and his heart did not stay true to God. You see, my friend, God wants more from you and me than just our time on Sunday morning. He wants more than just our service to our church. He wants more than just our money. What God is after is our hearts. He wants our innermost being, the core of who we are. He desires to have a personal relationship with you and me, and he wants our complete love and devotion. At the end of his years, Solomon did not guard his heart. He allowed the things of this world to cause him to stray away from the God he loved. Let's learn a lesson from Solomon and keep God number one in our lives. Let's walk intimately with him in sweet communion every day. Keep your heart in check, my friend. Keep your heart turned towards God.